gonna be a good day. That's a day gonna be a good day. That's a day gonna be a good, good day. I feel it. That's a day gonna be a good day. That's a day gonna be a good day. That's a day gonna be a good day. Let's give it up. 24 seasons. Let's give it up.
Let's live it up.
Want to?
Why not? Chef Louis is going to be here to talk about fun on the farm and food and all that good stuff with his recipe of the week that's coming up in the next half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where we focus on the news, the important stories of the day, the things that make for hopefully useful listening and fun things the way radio used to be. The essence of where we are and what we're doing and how we're going around the business of informing you as to what's going on. Many of you have probably not heard that the Campaign Finance Reform Act requires there to be a posting, a listing, an enumeration of how much money candidates are raising as they seek election to various positions, the House, the Senate, the number of people who are running has reached 704. Now, that doesn't seem like a big number, but when you consider this is for the House and the Senate, specifically this next year, how much money you think, Kenny, they've collected already? Take a guess.
I'm afraid to guess.
Yeah, that's probably
yeah.
Right. So far, the people who want to be in Congress have raised almost $300 million.
Oh.
That's a year before they're going to be starting to spend the money to run for, I mean, it'll be this time next year, there'll be a lot of campaigning, obviously, after the primaries, and lots of money being spent on radio and television, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So far, though, interestingly enough, of the nearly $300 million that's been raised, $140 million has been spent. According to the Federal Election Commission, candidates holding... Now, this is money that's been raised. There are two numbers here to be aware of. Number one, what's been raised. Number two, what do they have in their war chests already? All right? So you think the first number was outrageous, close to $300 million. Well, in their war chests from previous campaigns for various positions that the individuals and the collective have run for is almost $400 million. So they have kept $400 million, those of them who have either run for office or tried to run for office before, and they're up to $300 million. So that's $700 million for one-third of the Senate seats and all of the 435 House seats. $700 million. And they really haven't started working on this yet. Right, that's why running for Congress is asinine. The way the law is, this needs to be, this is part of the revolution in America. It needs to be, all these rules need to be reworked. There needs to be a cap on number of years you can be in any position. 6 years in the House, 6 years in the Senate, 6 years as president. No re-election for any position. And you stagger it so that there is every 2 years... all of the members of the House get elected. Every 2 years, all the members of the Senate, I mean, 2 years after that, all the members of the Senate get elected. And 2 years after that, one campaign for the presidency only. And then you do your local stuff around it. That's what it would be if I were king. If I were running things, if I were in charge, that's what would be going on. But
if I were in charge, it would be like jury duty. You wouldn't, it wouldn't be all these people who are making, who are career politicians. It would be, you would get a notice in the mail that it's your turn to serve as congressman.
Uh-huh.
And you go to Washington and serve your 4, 6, whatever years,
yep.
And then you're done,
yep.
And it's time for somebody else to serve.
Yeah, that's a great idea as well. And you wouldn't have all these grandstanders like Ted Cruz getting up and making fools of themselves, or anybody that's been there for too long like John McCain. And or we look over on the other side, there have been so many people that have been there way too long. It's just become, they become, this is their career. They become lifelong politicians. Anyway, the amount of money raised so far, the highest ever recorded for this sort of an election. Remember last year, for the presidential election, $4 billion was spent during the election cycle last year. Almost $4 billion to get your vote. And 69% of the public turned out to vote? 70%, something like that? For the and people think they only have to vote every 4 years for the president and they vote for whoever else is running. No. What about your local elections? Who's running your town? Who's running your state? And how much money are they raising? I mean, we're talking about this has become a huge business. I know in the radio business, the people that run the radio stations, the radio groups, the radio companies, look forward to the election cycle because they know there's going to be a lot of ad spending. Even though they have to sell the ads to the candidates at the lowest possible rate, they still bring them in by the tons, by the boatload, by the truckload, by the busload. And it just goes on and on and on. And we sit here like Mickey the Dunce saying, huh, what happened? I don't understand. I don't like that guy. Why did he win? Because you didn't do what you needed to do to get active to protect your way of life. These people are going to take it away from you if you continue to let them fill you full of fear and worry and doubt. And that's what politics is all. That's what politics runs on. Fear, guilt, doubt, all that stuff. Right? Isn't that what it is?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. A new brand of beer, very expensive beer, coming up in just a matter of moments. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 13 past the hour.
Musicians, over 700 products, representing over $40 million of inventory, all marked down to move in just a few short days. Now through Tuesday, it's Guitar Center's Gear-a-thon Savings Event. Score drastic discounts on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and DJ and lighting gear from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Taylor, Yamaha, Korg, Shure, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. It's all priced to move by Tuesday night. Plus, play now, pay later with our best financing offer ever. Guitar Center's Gear-a-thon Savings Event. Don't miss it.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-516-6356. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-516-6356. That's 1-800-516-6356. Call 1-800-516-6356.
We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Musicians, over 700 products, representing over $40 million of inventory, all marked down to move in just a few short days. Now through Tuesday, it's Guitar Center's Gear-a-thon Savings Event. Score drastic discounts on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and DJ and lighting gear from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Taylor, Yamaha, Korg, Shure, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. It's all priced to move by Tuesday night. Plus, play now, pay later with our best financing offer ever. Guitar Center's Gear-a-thon Savings Event. Don't miss it.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's grand opening sale starting Friday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Hello, everybody. Hello. How many people remember that old commercial? I'm dating myself. Which is always a hard thing to do because it can be lonely when you're dating yourself. 888-302-3684. Kenny's following social media, Twitter, and Facebook.com/Good Day Show. At Good Day Show, what do we have, Kenny, that's brewing?
Well, to get away from the politics,
yes,
and the other
please.
Bad
yeah.
stuff, yeah. Lots of happy Friday, what are you doing this weekend messages on our Facebook page.
Really?
Stacy is packing and getting ready to move. Roberta, give her some help.
All right.
John's going to his high school reunion. Kelly is participating in the 12th annual New York City Tunnel to Towers Run, honoring the lives and legacies of the 343 Fire Department of New York.
Yeah, that's cool.
Men who lost their lives on September 11th.
That's cool. Very cool. Yeah. All right, what are you doing this weekend? 888-302-3684, or tell us by our social media. You said, like you had one more to add.
Oh, yeah. Chad's going to watch the National League Central champs St. Louis Cardinals play the Cubs in St. Louis.
Good luck to them. 888-302-3684. Speaking of athletic events, the Cubans have let athletes compete in foreign leagues for the first time ever. And as soon as I saw that, I wafted back into my mind to a conversation you and I were having off the air about Ted Cruz, whose father was a Cuban who came here and was illegal until how many years ago?
He came here in the late 50s, and he became a U.S. citizen in 2005.
So he came in when?
In like 1957.
Ah, and he was illegal for 40 years.
Almost.
Well, he wasn't illegal.
What do you mean he wasn't illegal?
Political whatevers.
No. Cubans, what, have political asylum?
Yeah, that's it.
Really?
Political refugees?
From the 50s?
Yeah, well, since Castro.
Huh. You remember that, Kenny? I don't remember that. I remember that all the Cubans coming over to Miami and taking over down there. But I know there were a lot of illegals. But did we just give them a carte blanche? That doesn't ring a bell with me, but then
it doesn't ring a bell with me either. But Michael knows about
who questions
things.
Michael on things like that. Michael right. 48, the controls in our studio in Washington, keeping all of us straight and on the narrow, as it were. Okay, so I have a story that is actually not a joke, although you may think it's a joke when you hear what I'm talking about. Do not adjust your speakers. You're about to find out the most expensive way to spend $2,000, and that would be buying a bottle of beer in the brewery in Portland, Maine, I believe this is. Is it Portland, Maine or Portland, Oregon?
I think it's Oregon.
Is it Oregon? Okay. So this is Hair of the Dog Dave, name of the beer. One of the rarest, most sought-after beers among the American craft beer landscape. It's a barley wine, 29%. That's kind of stiff, isn't it?
Yeah, especially for beer, yeah.
Right. Let's see here. It was produced in 1994 by freezing 300 gallons of the brewery's flagship Adam beer a number of times, reducing the batch size to less than 100 gallons. It first debuted in 1998 in the Barley Wine Festival in San Francisco, won gold there. The price, well, actually, these two days were sold at auction in November of last year for $4,525. This is one bottle. One bottle of beer. How about that, folks?
Wow.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Martina McBride fan. This was the number one song during this week in 2004. This one's for the girls. I like the whole, the sense that you get listening to this, the feeling. It's just kind of a fun, bright song, so you can crack it up. Let's have everybody feel good, Michael. Laugh line on your face. How many people have laugh line? The benefits of getting into a song like this, the benefits of singing. Those of you who know, as I am, the benefits of taking LSD, having laughing, singing, and dancing as a part of your existence. Singing increases self-esteem and confidence. Did you know that? Increases your feeling of well-being. It enhances your good mood. Reduces stress, is spiritually uplifting, increases positive feelings in your body and your brain. Singing encourages creativity, can be energizing, evokes lots of emotion. That's one of the reasons we play music here on this program, is because there's always an emotion attached to a popular song for many of you, and that's why it works well. It promotes bonding when you sing a song together in a choir, gospel singing. You know how much of a bond you get? After you even you don't have to sing, just watch these people getting into it. It's very cool. Singing increases your understanding and empathy toward others. It is, it's healing. Emotional benefits of singing. And if you really like to hear messages, we were playing earlier, and Mike, you can go back to this if you want to for a second. Bobby McFerrin. One of the things that I like about this song is because it doesn't make you work. You don't have to work to listen to the song. Right? You feel happy. In the words of Ed Foreman at edforeman.com, feel happy, feel healthy, feel terrific. This week, as part of the subtext of some of the conversations on the program, I've been talking about being happy, getting happy. There's all kinds. There's no reason for people to be unhappy unless you want to be unhappy. You want to be unhappy? Help yourself. But stay the heck out of my life and out of my way. I don't want you to go away. Get lost. No fun. Speaking of fun, how many people smiled when they saw the fact that O.J. has been caught stealing cookies at the prison cafeteria? Oh, my God. The story is at DougStefan.com today. Along with a two-headed turtle. How many people have seen the picture of the two-headed turtle? This is for real. It's now been moved to Ripley's Auditorium. Auditorium. Get it? Auditorium in St. Augustine, Florida. Going to take a lot of brains to figure out the best name for this two-headed turtle. Good, Doug. But they're trying to find it. Ripley's shelled out an undisclosed amount. In order, you should be ashamed of yourself, Kenny. Ripley shelled out an undisclosed amount of money in order to get this two-headed turtle. About this is a little thing. It'll grow big. It's about the size of a quarter now. This is a reptile, very unusual. Four legs, one shell, two heads, and no name. Found in the Ripley's location. You got to wonder how many of these things are actually around. And people say, you want to get everybody all worked up about global warming and stuff. This is caused by the things, the pollutants that are going into the water and the rivers and stuff to causes anomalies like this two-headed turtle. Check out the story at DougStefan.com.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Fact or Friction. Brought to you by Royal Purple, the performance lubricants that outperform. Fact or Friction. Clogged fuel injection systems cause poor performance. Fact. A wonder of modern technology, fuel injectors, like tiny water pistols, squirt precise amounts of gasoline into each engine cylinder. But when injectors become restricted with debris, gas flow slows. Result? Vehicles that stutter and waste fuel. Solution? A fuel injector cleaner, like Royal Purple Max Clean, that penetrates the built-up residue and opens the spray passageway so full doses of fuel can enter the engine's combustion chamber. When choosing products that enhance the performance of your vehicle, consider Royal Purple Max Clean. Visit royalpurple.com for all the Royal Purple advantages. Then, pick up your Royal Purple Max Clean today at Pep Boys.
Sure, money can buy a lot of things, but if you're looking for the best radiator stop leak money can buy, grab Barsleek's Liquid Aluminum Cooling System Stop Leak. Liquid aluminum is scientifically formulated to seal coolant leaks that can cause most overheating problems and is guaranteed to safely and easily seal radiator leaks in cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, and RVs. For all the reasons to trust Barsleek's Liquid Aluminum, go to Barsleek's.com. That's Barsleek's.com.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit Geico.com to see...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. With a Marxist socialist sitting in the White House, has signed a law that would allow indefinite detentions of American citizens. Has there ever been other countries to do so? The answer is yes. Hitler's socialist Germany, Stalin's Russia, China, North Korea, Myanmar, and Cuba. These are all communist or socialist countries. Does this mean that Obama is in the process of developing a dictatorship so that he can imprison all opposition? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy. They're offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get outside, exercise, move around, get some things done. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program on lots of different channels, on radio stations around the country. A lot of great ways of listening to us around the world, too, on the Internet, besides being at DougSteffen.com, where you can download all of the programs. Every hour is enumerated. You can listen to the whole thing. If you don't, you're maybe intrigued by some of the things that we talk about, and you want to know what's going on here, there, and everywhere, help yourself to that service at DougSteffen.com. Also, a RadioAmerica.org connection, ORG. CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com. There are Good Day apps available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, the Android, the iPhone, TuneIn. You got it. Everywhere. Stitcher. Love this. Help yourself. So what are the people that are listening to this program interested in? Interested in what's knowing, what's going on, and knowing what's going on, so they can actually get into a discussion oftentimes. And it isn't just listening to issues being discussed. It's a lot of things that have to do with the practical side of your life, like food. Chef Louis D'Enzo is going to be here with us in a minute. We'll be talking about food, food shows. He's got his recipe of the week. Maybe we can come up with a good recipe for cookies for OJ to steal, Kenny. What do you think?
I'm not sure how particular he is.
Why not? Yeah, by looking at him, he doesn't look like he's very particular at all. Boy, is he getting fat. Woof. Anyway, good news. I guess this is maybe considered double good news. The income, the average American's income went up 0.4% last month. The spending rose 0.3%. So can we glean from that you're saving 0.1% of your newfound riches, somehow or other putting it away in a mattress, a sock, or in the bank? Could that be gleaned from that? Incomes grow 0.4%, spending rises 0.3%. Maybe people are using the extra 0.1% to pay off their debts. Whatever. Probably all good. That's good news. There's nothing wrong with that. Good. Good, good, good. The folks at Mercedes-Benz are using chickens in the new ads to demonstrate their new suspension technology.
Have you seen this?
I'm looking at this now, actually. Where did you get this? Where did you find this?
I saw somebody was talking about it, and I thought, chickens for Mercedes?
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll help you buy a car, but it's mesmerizing to watch the chickens.
All right. So you'll find a little freaky. Help yourself to DougStephan.com in our video today. All right, so we have a poll today that Louis is going to be interested in because it focuses on a new scientifically grafted plant that grows tomatoes and potatoes. It's called a tomtato. All right, so I'm going to picture Louis. Louis DeAngelis is here, and every week he joins us with his recipe of the week. But we also love to have some fun talking about food. Have you ever seen one of these tomtatoes? You can check it out at DougStephan.com. But did you ever see one before this one?
No, I haven't, Doug. But you know what? They're both in the same family.
Yeah.
Tomatoes and potatoes. So, I mean, the nice part about it is, you know, when you graft plants, a lot of times they come out at different times. Like, well, summer you can get the tomatoes, and then now you can start digging up the potatoes.
Our poll today, what do you think about a scientifically grafted plant that grows tomatoes and potatoes together? A, how cool, where can I get one? B, I'd be interested if the produce from it was any good. C, that's only a little less creepy than growing hamburger in a lab. D, the bad idea messing with Mother Nature is a mistake. Well, I think that
I don't think that's hurting anything.
No, I don't think
Mother Nature.
So
I mean, we've been doing that in Florida for years, grafting tangelos with oranges or grapefruits
right.
And grapefruits.
Well, that's what
kinds of citrus plants.
Hybrids of corn, hybrids of apples.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what a hybrid is, in essence.
It's just a grafted plant.
This is a nightshade. Both tomatoes and potatoes, even though potatoes grow below the surface, tomatoes grow on the surface. I remember as a kid being told that tomatoes were fruit, in fact. Did you ever hear that?
Oh, always. I mean, we were taught if it had seeds, it's a fruit, plant.
Right.
And,
yeah.
You know, that's gone out the window, but I still consider it a fruit.
You do.
You know, in France, they call it a pomme de terre.
Yes, they do.
Fruit of the earth.
Fruit of the earth, en français. You're right about that. Too bad
right.
Pierre wasn't here.
Apples of the earth.
Yeah, that's what they are.
I mean, they're great pieces. You can eat one. I love to just grab one, put a little salt on it, and just eat it. I love a tomato.
By the way, our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who's available every day at DougStephan.com, has posted a blog, everything you need to know about the vegetables that are sort of endemic to the fall. Now, you live in Florida, Louis, so I don't know if you have fall vegetables per se there, or do you? I'm trying to think fall vegetables.
Yeah, because it's the season that's hitting right now. That's why the recipe was corn and squash soup. Corn is hitting. You know, we have silver queen corn as a very popular corn here in Florida.
Right.
And now it's stuck. You know, now's the time to buy it. It's hitting hard at the markets, on the roadside stands, and same with a lot of the squashes. Because so we have growing seasons that kind of work with the season. You know, almost like autumn.
Almost like what?
Almost like autumn or fall.
Oh, like autumn.
It runs that way.
No,
we haven't used that term in years.
I was thinking, what's he talking about? Autumn is upon us. So Louis' recipe for an autumn soup is coming up. Plus a description of the 9th annual Cream Cheese Festival that was held in New York. Number of people that showed up was large, and there are other things about it that was large. And speaking of large, Chef Louis DeAngelis is pretty large guy himself. All right, so focus on that as we continue. This is Good Day, 20 minutes before the hour.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you drive
drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Musicians, over 700 products, representing over $40 million of inventory, all marked down to move in just a few short days. Now through Tuesday, it's Guitar Center's Gear-a-thon Savings Event. Score drastic discounts on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and DJing lighting gear from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Taylor, Yamaha, Korg, Shure, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. It's all priced to move by Tuesday night. Plus, play now, pay later with our best financing offer ever. Guitar Center's Gear-a-thon Savings Event. Don't miss it.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin. Mm. My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's grand opening sale starting Friday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili. And maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
Musicians, over 700 products, representing over $40 million of inventory, all marked down to move in just a few short days. Now through Tuesday, it's Guitar Center's Gear-a-thon Savings Event. Score drastic discounts on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and DJ and lighting gear from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Taylor, Yamaha, Korg, Shure, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. It's all priced to move by Tuesday night. Plus, play now, pay later with our best financing offer ever. Guitar Center's Gear-a-thon Savings Event. Don't miss it.
The Yogi of good food is Chef Louis DeAngelis. You heard of Yogi Bear? Here's Yogi Louis. I don't know. I thought that was just kind of something silly. Yeah. Yogi
just
Louis
don't let
is
the hair on my back fool you.
Yes, no, that, not for a moment. The Good Day program focusing on food and fun. There's a new Guinness World Record for the world's largest cheesecake at the 9th annual Cream Cheese Festival. In Lowville, New York, Philadelphia cream cheese created a 6,900-pound cheesecake, 90 inches in diameter, 31 inches deep. That's about 24,000 servings. The cake was unveiled by pastry chef Duff Goldman, who I guess is on the Food Network. Is that right?
He's out of Baltimore. Stuff's great.
Really? What separates him? What's his deal? I don't know anything about him.
He has a cake shop, cake and pastry, and he does custom cakes. He's fantastic. You know, birthday cakes in the shape of anything you want. You want it to look like a football field. You want it to look like an old childhood memory, a bicycle.
Duff. Really?
Oh, he's a super nice guy to talk to. He really is.
So the cream cheese, you want to check it out, see how big it is. It's from today's show at DougStephan.com. The recipe of the day today brings us around to thinking about tradition. A lot of the things that you do, that you prepare, a lot of things that you folks can see at Louis' portion. If you go to Chef Louis' recipes, picture Chef Louis in the kitchen, right-hand side of the homepage, right underneath the vroomvroomvroom.com logo, you'll see Louis' picture. You click on that, and you'll get all kinds. You get today's recipe. Last week's recipe, a collection of desserts and wonderful things that Louis has put together, appetizers, soups and salads, entree recipes, a dessert, all of that stuff is chronologically with the most recently discovered recipe at the top. So let's talk about this corn and squash soup, which sounds almost like a chowder. You have a lot of corn is used a lot. There's corn chowder. So how is this different? How is this soup different from a chowder, Louis?
Well, it's different because it's not as thick, although it does have half and half in it, but not a lot, but it does. We do use half and half in this. And for people like you and me, Doug, we didn't miss a beat all summer. With the heat and all, I'm sure you had soup 3-4 times a week. Like
I like soup. I have a lot of soup, yeah.
Oh, so do I. But, you know, now that the equinox has passed us, it's come and gone, now the time is soup is on for everybody. And we're thinking soups, and what's better than what's fresh? You can get fresh corn out there. The squash is hitting the market's really good. And I included some bacon in this for the people that have to have. It's optional. You don't have to put meat in it, but it just comes out great. You know, you got bacon, you got onions, celery, chicken broth, and it's just thickened just lightly with a little bit of flour, and 2 cans of cream-style corn and 6 cups of mashed butternut squash.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, and when you're ready to serve it, put a little dollop of sour cream on top if you want. This is a whole meal. This is
everything. Oh, yeah. Good soup, good meal. Yep, little bread dunking in there. Yum!
Oh, yeah.
Yum. All right, so yeah. You put them all together or cook them separately. That's oftentimes a question that we get from people who are wondering for clarity on some of your recipes. And I think that probably is appropriate when you get down to the nitty-gritty here of bacon being in there and some of the other stuff. Do you cook that separately, cut it up, and then throw it in?
So you start by cooking with your bacon first, and then once the bacon's cooked, you take it out and put on paper towels to drain. But you leave about 2 tablespoons of the bacon fat behind.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to throw in your onions and your celery, and you're going to make and your flour and throw and put in your chicken stock. Because you're going to start with a little bit of a roux. And from there, you build your soup.
What's a roux?
Once it's boiled and it's thickened, put all the rest of the ingredients in and...
What's a roux?
It's warm. A roux is how you start a gravy, Doug, you know, or a sauce. And it's equal parts of fat and flour. And a lot of times it's 2 tablespoons of butter, 2 tablespoons of flour, and you can cook it down to a color that you want. If you're making chicken broth, a chicken gravy out of this, you let it cook until it's a nice light brown, you know, a golden brown, light color, and that's what color the gravy is going to be when you put it on your chicken. If you're doing a deep beef broth, you cook that roux, the flour and the butter, for a good 3 to 5 minutes, and it turns a nice nutty flavor, gets real dark, and that's what keeps your gravy dark once you put your pan drippings in to make a nice beef gravy. So if you start with a roux, you'll always end up controlling the flavor, and you're going to control the color of your gravy much better.
Hmm. See, I learned something. I'm not a cook. Rich McFadden is here.
He did a great job with
He's very good. I just mix and match. I get stuff. Sometimes I buy it prepared, and I eat it because I'm running around, and I come home at 9, 10 o'clock at night, and again, I give it 4, so I just heat it up, eat it, and go to bed.
You know, we laugh about your soups and the way you throw things together, but the truth of the matter is,
I do that.
There's a method to it, and there's a great health value to it. Because if you look at some of the things that you put into a pot and cook,
mm-hmm.
they're always, you know, it must come from your, you know, right from your heart, because you're looking for a certain nutrition that pot of soup is going to give you, or that little stew that you make. And it always sounds delicious to me, I'll tell you that.
Well, a lot of times people would say to me that I'm taking my life in my hands because I use a lot of stuff that's old. I had a couple of boiled potatoes that were in my little crisper, and I cut them mm-hmm. up the other day, and I had some turkey around. And I don't know how long the turkey had been around, but I chopped that up, too. And, let's see, I had some green beans around and some onion and a little slice of garlic and a tomato. And I just chopped it all up and threw it together. It tasted fine. And it didn't take me, it was 10 minutes, maybe 12, 14 max. I was done cooking it and eating it in 20 minutes.
And it was nutritious. Yeah, people throw food away way too soon.
It's ridiculous.
With these expiration dates.
What a ripoff that is. There's people that, we have to, in the milk store, we have to put milk out in 5 or 6 days. We have to take it away. I drink it 6 days later, and it's just as good as it was the first day it came out of the cow. It's just foolish. It's just to get people to buy more stuff, throw it away. It was so wasteful. Chef Louie DeAngelis, check out his recipe at DougStephan.com.
Louie, 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 Louie. Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
The battle over the debt ceiling, another road we've been down before. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. On Capitol Hill, House Republican leaders are shifting their focus to the pending battle over raising the federal debt ceiling. In a Capitol News briefing yesterday, Republican House Speaker John Boehner called President Obama's refusal to negotiate on the debt ceiling unacceptable.
Well, I'm sorry, but it just doesn't work that way. We're not going to ignore Washington's spending problem, and we're not going to accept this new normal of a weak economy, no new jobs, and shrinking wages.
House Majority Leader Eric Cantor accused the president of favoring more debt and no reform. The House will soon vote on a plan to raise the debt ceiling while delaying full implementation of Obamacare for 1 year. The Treasury Department warns the nation's $16.7 trillion debt ceiling will be hit around October 17th. Without a hike, the federal government could default on its obligations for the very first time. Over in the Senate, Republican leader Mitch McConnell vowed to continue legislative efforts to derail Obamacare.
So this law is a mess. It needs to go. It's way past time to start over.
As for President Obama, he spoke at a community college in Maryland yesterday, encouraging young people without insurance to sign up for the new health care exchanges in their states as of next Tuesday, October 1st, when open enrollment begins. He also called Republican efforts to defund the law irresponsible.
Some have threatened the government shut down if they can't shut down this law. Others have actually threatened an economic shutdown by refusing to pay America's bills if they can't delay the law.
And so the battle continues. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
On Wall Street, stocks made some gains yesterday. The Dow up 55 points, closing at 15,328. NASDAQ rose 26, S&P with a 6-point gain. Officials from the U.S. and Iran expressing cautious optimism after meeting to discuss Tehran's nuclear program. The meeting between Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif was the first between the two countries during the Obama administration. Secretary Kerry said he welcomed the change in tone, but cautioned there's still a lot of work to be done. Closing notes first, a job opening that's royal in nature. Thank you. The Queen of England is looking for an employee to wind her clocks. According to a job posting on Her Royal Majesty's website, the position of Horological Conservator will be based out of Buckingham Palace and Windsor Castle. The job consists of making sure some 1,000 clocks are set to an accurate time. Many of the timepieces are of great historical importance and rarity, we're told. The posting also says the correct candidate should have experience in clock repair and restoration and have a final grade standard qualification in horology. The position pays, let's see, just over $50,000 per year. Tell you what, if they make it a one-shot deal, 50 grand to just set one big clock, I'd be willing to climb Big Ben. Man, that's loud. And finally, O.J. Simpson, who continues his incarceration at a Nevada prison, appears to be in trouble again. You'll recall O.J. is serving time in connection with an armed robbery of his own sports memorabilia at a Vegas hotel some years ago. Well, O.J. was allegedly caught stealing inside the prison. What was it that he allegedly stole? Cookies from the prison cafeteria. According to reports, guards at the prison spotted OJ hiding cookies in his clothes. The guards reached into his pants, into his shirt, and they pulled out one oatmeal cookie after another, dropping them to the floor, with many other amused inmates watching and giggling. Personally, I think this incident needs to be investigated further. I mean, they need to place OJ's hand inside the cookie jar, and go ahead.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
The late Johnny Cochran, thank you so much. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And when you join Sam's Club September 25th through October 6th, you'll get a welcome package with free offers on some of our members' favorite items, including a delicious rotisserie chicken and freshly baked sandwich croissants. Your Sam's Club membership lets you save on the things you need most, from fresh produce to household essentials, baby supplies, and more. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.